The secrets of alchemy exist to transform mortals from a state of suffering and ignorance to a state of enlightenment and bliss. Deepak Chopra.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Samantha Lee Wright. My favorite oil this week has been Copaiba Vitality Essential Oil. I've been going to the chiropractor lately since my little car accident I talked about last week here on the show. And for anyone that goes to the chiropractor, especially after sort of a traumatic physical event like that, you know that it's like a whole punch to your whole system in a good way, but it can take some adjusting afterward, right? So I've been taking Copaiba Vitality in a capsule after my appointments, after those adjustments to support my body on all levels. And it's just been so nourishing. When I take Copaiba Vitality in a capsule, I put about 4 to 5 drops of the oil in the empty capsule, and then I top the rest off with olive oil. So I just have a little dropper bottle that I'll drop in so that it doesn't hit my system quite so hard. If you're brand new to oils, I'd recommend just starting with 1 drop. For those not familiar with Copaiba Vitality, it is a dietary supplement and it is very calming and soothing. And it also enhances, it sort of is one of those oils that helps the body with its natural intelligence to be able to heal itself. It supports emotions, it supports the respiratory system, muscles, circulatory system, skin, nervous system, pretty much all of the systems it is great at supporting. It's made from the gum resin tap from the Copaiba tree, which is native to Brazil. And it's most widely known and sort of revered by scientists by its beta-caryophyllene content. I highly suggest you go Google beta-caryophyllene. That's BETA-CARYOPHYLLENE. We'll put that in the show notes for you guys. It's got a super sweet aroma. So it's a really great one to smell, to sniff, and also to like put in a tea. It's actually got a nice sort of sweet aroma and taste to it. That's my favorite oil this week. Now let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. These recipes come from you, our listeners, and this one comes from Ali Toussinard, who is on Instagram at essential.clarity. The recipe is for Enchanted Forest. When you need something that's invigorating, uplifting, and still grounding, this is the blend to do just that. To make the Enchanted Forest blend, simply add 4 drops of peppermint and 4 drops of pine to your diffuser and enjoy.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life. And it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Thanks so much for your recipe, Allie. Again, you can find her on Instagram at essential.clarity. And if you want to submit your own recipe to the DIY Dugout, you can email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com, or you can post your recipe on Instagram. Just make sure to use the hashtags DIY Dugout and Revolution Oils Podcast. Now on to the show. Well, I'm here with Nia Dickens, who specializes in pain relief and trauma recovery treatments to aid in the release of chronic and acute conditions. Nia's path of practice in massage and bodywork therapy and herbal alchemy includes over 25 years of experience. Seated with knowledge and experience in massage, coupled with her own intuition, Nia aims to address the client's body, soul, spirit, or the whole self. Nia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start out and talk about alchemy a little bit. I love this word. It's just such a fun word to say and to think about. But I think that not a lot of us have a good understanding of what it actually means. So how would you define alchemy?
Well, the ancient definition is al and then chem. And so it's speaking to ancient Egypt in the land of Chem. And alchemy dates back so long ago that it's speaking to when Egypt soil was rich and black. So the chem is referring to the soil. And alchemy is ultimately the application of raising frequency. So the transmutation of lead to gold. And so through the applications, raising from each one of those processes to a higher state of consciousness and frequency and metals.
Interesting. Can you explain the lead to gold for me a little bit more?
So lead is a crude form of metal. And you could also see it in states of consciousness. The lead state of consciousness is a very lower state of consciousness that has a lot of healing and restoration that it needs. And you go through the process through opening and expanding to the higher forms of frequency and then bringing it back together. With herbal alchemy, what you're doing is you are opening the body, soul, and spirit, for instance, of a plant to the celestial forces and then bringing it back together. And so the general application would be you would go through a process 7 times. And then it would go from the crude form, which would be the lead, to the exalted form, which is the gold.
Is this a liken to like essential oils? For example, we take the crude plant material like peppermint or lavender or what have you, and then it goes through certain processes to then become an essential oil. Is that kind of on the same lines, or are we talking different ballpark?
Nope, it's all part of alchemy. And so the process of going through creating an essential oil, like the steam distillation process, is a really good example of that. And the original steam distillation process was created by a woman named Maria Prophetisa, she's also known as Maria the Jewess, and she was born during the first century in Alexandria, Egypt. And she created the alembic still, which is the copper still that we still use today. And through that process, what occurs is you have the crude plant material with the water, and that is in the main basin. Or you could also have it in a neck. So you have the water, and then right above it would be a neck, which would be filled with the plant material. So what occurs is when the water turns into that steam vapor form and then it goes into the plant material, it is opening up the soul and the spirit of the plant. So at that time, it is opened to receive the cosmic forces and it raises its frequency, and then the plant is then put back together as it goes through the cold water and it recondenses. And what's so fascinating about the alchemical process of essential oils is that the soul and the spirit are both opened and put back together. Now, the soul aspect of the plant is the color, the smell of the plant. So like when you are making a tea or a tincture, what is extracted out that changes the color and creates that fragrance, the medicinal properties, is the soul aspect of the plant. And the spirit is the divine medium. And so every time it goes through that process, it gets exalted to a higher level.
So I'm picking up that the alchemist approach to essential oils is quite different than maybe a chemist approach or scientific approach or even maybe just a farmer's approach. And that's really interesting. I never really thought about that before.
Yes, alchemy is actually the predecessor of chemistry. And you can see it in the name with the chem, alchemy, and then chemistry. The one thing that was phased out with chemistry is the spiritual component.
Right.
And so addressing the whole person or the whole living being of body, soul, and spirit. And so chemistry is merely the chemical components.
Right. Well, when we think about it that way, it seems so cold and soulless.
You know? I know.
I mean, I love chemistry. I think it's really cool. And I love science and it's really cool. But throwing in this sort of other element gives it this soulfulness, you know, that I think a lot of people honestly are a little uncomfortable with and uncomfortable talking about or even, you know, admitting that there's something there. But there's something there, right? There's something besides just the chemistry, the molecules, the carbon, the atoms. Like, there's something beautiful there. And so I think it's really cool that an alchemist approach sort of embraces that and takes that into account. And I'm curious to know sort of how this all sort of meshes together in the work that you do in helping with pain relief, trauma recovery, all the things that you do in your body work.
Well, in my practice, I have found that most conditions of pain and trauma, unless it was a physical accident, occurs from our mental, emotional body and stresses in our life. And so it could be from something that occurred in childhood. You know, as we go throughout our life, if we go through a stressful situation or encounter, all of a sudden, oh, my shoulder hurts. Oh, my neck is tight. And so we have these physical conditions that occur from our mental, emotional body. Like no one actually punched you in the neck after you got into an argument, but someone, you may feel that. You may feel your neck really tight, or however your body is carrying these stresses. And so I love to integrate the essential oils coupled with vibrational medicine and then infusion. So it creates its own alchemical formula. And so the essential oils are so fantastic because it really addresses the mental, emotional body. And so how I like to apply it is I start by putting it directly onto the spine, and then treating the spine then goes right into the nervous system and your whole body. And then from there, the pulse points on your body and then along with your chakras. And it's so beautiful and so effective in putting the person back into center. And whatever trauma that they're carrying, they don't necessarily need to carry that anymore. And then it can just fall off. So, you know, they finish the treatment is finished, and all of a sudden, I'm not carrying that pain anymore. Or, you know, that stress that has been wearing on my mind for forever, it's not bothering me anymore. They just let it go. It just falls off. And it's just so beautiful to see, and its application and its potency.
So, Nia, from an alchemist's perspective of essential oils, what are some things, interesting facts about essential oils that the regular person might not know about?
So fascinating to me is just the nature of the plants and their application and how the planets govern the plants and applying them and creating the formulas, creating the essential oils on their planetary day. So each day is ruled by a planet. Sunday is ruled by the sun. Monday is ruled by the moon. Tuesday is ruled by Mars. Wednesday is ruled by Mercury. Thursday, Jupiter. Friday, Venus. And Saturday, Saturn. Now, that wasn't a mistake as how they named the days of the week. So each plant is ruled by a planet. For instance, rose is ruled by Venus, and frankincense is ruled by the sun. And so when you are harvesting and preparing the plant medicine on its alchemical day, you then get a next level of medicinal potency, which when you apply it, it has a higher frequency, and people can really tell. And what is so beautiful about, for instance, Young Living, when they're harvesting and preparing, they know when to harvest it. They have that consciousness of when to harvest and prepare. That's something that has been lost, really.
Well, so much of the focus has become on the profit. When's the earliest we can cut this? When's the time we can get the most bang for our buck? When can we get the most oil out of this, no matter how many chemical solvents it takes to extract it, or what Yes. happens to the final product when we steam distill it 3, 4, 5 times, you know, to the same plant material? I mean, so much of it has become focused on how much oil can we get in that bottle for the cheapest price? And so much of what you're talking about, the soul of it really has been extracted, pun intended.
Yes, exactly. It's true. And it's a shame because when the soul and spirit of the plant is at a higher frequency, you don't need as much. So you need less and you receive more.
I love that.
And it's also the blessing of the plant. So it's really nice. Like when I harvest and prepare, I always ask the plants and they tell me what I can prepare, what needs to be left. And it's like the almost like nature is blessing the medicine. So with my practice of herbal alchemy and then body work, I created a formula that is really supportive for our nervous system and just overall wellness and calm, and addressing any mental or emotional trauma that may have occurred throughout our lifetime. And it has had such success that people that have tried all sorts of Western medicine and it never even touched the pain that they are suffering from. And the formulas have had such great success and they smell wonderful.
Right.
Yeah. Which is really nice.
It's really cool. Yeah.
You know, that's one point of the formulas that I make, is that when you're putting it on, it just feels like a blessing. And it makes you feel happy. And I think in the process of applying it, and it just makes you feel so good that our personal will has a lot of power. And so consciously putting that on to help relieve something that needs to be resolved, and putting our will and finding beauty in it, brings it up to another level. And one formula that I use with geranium and lavender and patchouli, coupled with homeopathics and flower essences and gem elixirs, creates this full formula that allows traumas to just fall off. And now they have their life back. Like I have a few clients that they were totally unable to do anything. Like just getting out of the car and walking inside was just so exhausting. And now, you know, they tried all sorts of Western medicine and nothing seemed to really work for them. But now they're using these formulas and they have their life again. So, you know, not only can they just do the basics, but they're out in their gardens, they're going on walks, they're really having an opportunity to enjoy life again instead of living a life of pain. That's a really tough place to operate from. You know, we should be here in this life to enjoy. And so they're able to enjoy life again. And I just feel very fortunate to be able to assist them in that process. And how nature is so remarkable that almost every condition that we have, nature has the antidote. And also working with the soul and spirit of the plants gives it more of a whole opportunity to address the whole being that we are, because we are, you know, a mental, emotional, physical beings. We're these whole beings. And so addressing the whole person.
Nia, this has just been absolutely wonderful. I feel like I've learned so much about alchemy, about essential oils on this whole other level. And I love the work that you're doing. Before we move to our closing questions, can you tell our listeners just a little bit more about what you do and how they can connect with you, and how they can, if they're really connecting with what you're saying, where could they go next?
So if they would like to connect, you could reach out to my website, which is vitalbeingalchemy.com. And there's a lot of information there. And my email is motherstrength@hotmail.com, motherstrength@hotmail.com. And also, if you wanted to send a message, feel free. My telephone number is on my website, and I practice out of Boone, North Carolina, and I would love to answer any questions.
Nia, before you go, we'd love to ask you our closing questions, and these can be brief answers. And the first question is just give us a small glimpse into what your daily health habits look like.
Daily health habits would be first and foremost, prayer and meditation. And so really aiming to operate out of my center and aligning my work to my purpose. And so that's really where I operate out of, is that I believe that everyone has a divine purpose, and finding that and aligning with it and doing my work from there, and nature. And so I really like to spend a lot of time with nature, and that really helps heal and restore and give me the patience I need to be a mother and a therapist and all the responsibilities that I have to achieve. And I love to integrate essential oils and the formulas daily. And that helps me to maintain my strength and vitality and integrity.
And Nia, finally, what's just one thing you think we all need to ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Essentially, emptying ourselves from ourselves and aligning with our divine and giving that space that nature and divinity can come in.
Nia, that's beautiful. Where would someone start if they're like, yes, I need that, but I have no idea how to do that?
So just even giving 10 minutes of just sitting and breathing and just letting the worries of the day go.
I love the simplicity of that and the simplicity of health. Sometimes we take for granted, you know, it doesn't have to be complicated. A simple moment to breathe and do nothing. I think it's very underestimated how therapeutic that can be, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Nia, for coming onto the show and sharing with us your wisdom. We've learned so much and we really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for tuning in and listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I feel like we barely scratched the surface of the awesomeness that is Nia Dickens. So I strongly encourage you to go check out her site, vitalbeingalchemy.com. We will put that in the show notes below. That's vitalbeing, B-E-I-N-G, alchemy.com. Can't wait to see you back here next week for episode 170, which is all about gut health, which I know so many of us struggle with. So if you're interested in topics about gut health, candida, functional medicine, healing, and healthy poop, I'll catch you here next week and we'll talk all about it. Till then, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.